The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning during Free Fire Radio. Thank you so much for sticking around. It's been an interesting morning, to say the least. And today it's going to be a nice, beautiful day. Take a look at the weather brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where there are customers or warm friends, locally owned and operated, giving senior and veterans discounts at 365-3793. Now, today in the North Valley, I'm just not ready for this warm weather again. I mean, it's been warm, but like back when you're back in the hundreds, boy, I tell you what, today's high, 99 to 100. Tomorrow, 95 to 96. Sunday, more of the same. Then for Monday, 99 to 100. And then for Tuesday, 100 to 103. So, unbelievable. Hey, once again, thanks for joining me. Filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR, and it is Friday. Oh, I'm so ready for the weekend. This morning, of course, we have Katrina here from the Haven Humane with a very special, rather large guest this morning. I mean, this dog is a monster dog.
She is. She is a beast, but not in personality. Her name is Sadie, and she's a Lab Pyrenees. So kind of a fun mix. She definitely has the Pyrenees size, but with the Lab personality. She's about 3 years old, and I would say she's definitely more suited as a family dog than rather than like a livestock guardian dog.
Oh yeah, she just wants to play.
She does, and she really loves being with her people. Her favorite thing to do is to like lean up against you for pets. She's very, very charming. And she definitely just has a very playful, sweet spirit. It's kind of the funny thing about dogs her size is they always think they're lap dogs.
She is huge, and she keeps trying to get up. Her head is hitting the table, and this is a tall table.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow. And, you know, big dogs like this are just fun to have because, you know, the kids love it. It seems like a fun type of dog to have. It's the way you're, you know, petting the dog, approachable. And I think, you know, this is just, it's a cutie, just big and white and super fluffy. Like when I saw her, I was like, she's so fluffy!
Right?
You just want to squeeze her.
And you can. She's very sweet and she loves being pet and handled and cuddled and the works.
So a kid's, this is a family fun dog.
100%. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, with training, maybe, you know, working out on a ranch, but it just seems like it's a very, it's kind of like a household dog that would need lots of walks.
Pretty much. That's definitely her personality. And she's done great with people of all ages. She's also done great with other dogs. But she definitely wants to be a pet dog. She doesn't really have the personality of a Pyrenees where she wants to just be outside doing her own thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely is very people focused and wants to be with her people frequently.
You can absolutely tell. And it looks like she's a good eater. Like she seems like she likes food.
Yeah, very healthy.
So if you were going, this type of dog, because it is a larger dog, it's at least 100 pounds, this is an investment. And so if you're looking for that type of dog, you know, that you like the bigger dog, kind of making a bold statement. And, you know, dogs, there's great training courses out there if you're looking. But she is just so super playful.
She is. And she loves, like a lot of labs, she loves swimming, so she's a good one to bring to the lake during the summer. I think she's just going to be a good dog to go on a lot of adventures with.
And she looks like she's a little bit older.
She's about 3.
Oh, she is. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you end up with her?
She actually came in as a stray, so we don't know anything about her background.
Oh, okay. Well, she looks like, once again, she'd be a lot of fun to have, especially if you have little ones, a dog that you'd want to take for a walk, or, you know, my dog, Summer. I got her from the Haven Humane. She's beautiful. And she'd take me for a drag. You know,
yeah.
I got the one. And then eventually she learned to heal. And once you get to that point, but it looks like, you know, if you're looking to squeeze in some exercise, definitely the type of dog you want to have. And
Looks
like it would also, like, you know, be protective, you know, just over time. You've got to train that, of course.
Yeah.
But you'd think that that might just be suitable.
Yeah, even sometimes just having the presence of a larger dog.
The bark.
Will make you feel safer.
I haven't heard bark yet. Oh, my gosh. I almost got whipped with the tail as it came because it was so long. I forgot how long this dog is. And the dog's body is from the head's poking out the other side, and I see the tail whip out on the other end. And I'm thinking, is that? Because I thought it was on this side of the table, and it's not. Its head's on the other side. And I'm telling you what, this is the cutest dog. Check it out. Get onto our Facebook page, and we're going to have a picture of her, and you'll know what I mean when I say large. But totally worth the investment because, you know, you want a dog that can be lovable. I mean, if that's what, you know, a family situation.
Exactly.
Or, you know, you're a single person and want some, you know, that kind of company.
Yeah, exactly. I think she's going to be great for that. And, I mean, you know, if you're not into walks, you could always just throw a saddle on her and...
Oh,
right her down
I'm
the street.
Telling you, that is no joke. Absolutely no joke. She's that good. So she's a Lab Pyrenees. Have you gotten any type of these dogs in the past, like this size?
Sometimes, yeah. We've gotten some very big dogs here and there. Of course, it's very sporadic. But we have seen, I have seen dogs bigger than her for sure. Because sometimes we'll get like Mastiffs in. I've seen a few Cane Corsos. you never know. That's the kind of the fun thing about shelters is you never know what you're going to get.
Right. And if somebody said, hey, I'm interested, what do they do? Like if you wanted to go down and get a dog now, what are the steps? What do you have to do as an owner?
Well, we pretty much can always accommodate you as a walk-in. So if you just come down to the shelter, we should be able to help you. Biggest thing we want is if you have dogs in your home, we want you to bring them with you to meet her just to make sure they're going to be a good match as well. And then the adoption process, I would say, is pretty simple in that it's all just same day. You can go down to the shelter, meet her, introduce her to your dogs, and if she's a good fit, you can take her home today.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's the adoption fee?
Her adoption fee is $25.
That's great. Okay, yeah. So you'd walk in, and then you get interviewed, of course.
Yeah.
Is there anything that, do you come, do you look at my home and say, okay, you can have the dog?
No, so we don't do any home visits or anything. We just want to have a conversation with you, and we just trust that, you know, you're going to be getting a dog that, you know, is appropriate for your household. We're going to ask you, you know, especially with a big dog like this, you know, do you live in an apartment? Do you live in a house? What's your living situation like? Are there other people in your home? It's mostly just a conversation we have with you to see if, you know, the dog you're looking at is going to be a good fit for your lifestyle.
Right. This dog, it needs space. It needs space and a yard, definitely recommend. Not saying you couldn't live in an apartment, especially if you're, you know, a lot of people are into the great outdoors here just because we have such a huge community where you can go out to the lakes, as I mentioned, you know, earlier. You can really enjoy the sunshine, go for hikes.
Yeah.
You know, and it would be a good dog to take for a hike as well. I noticed that first thing. Make sure you brush them out because, you know, there's a lot of little thistles and things out there. But definitely it would be kind of a fun dog to take out on the trail. And I guarantee if you're hiking or if you're jogging along the Sacramento River Trail, no one's going to mess with you if you have this dog. I mean, otherwise they may go up and lick them to death. But I think just by the – if you were just walking along, people would just kind of go, oh, okay. You know?
Okay, you have a bear. I'm going to just leave you alone.
This is what this dog reminds me of, a small polar bear just came up underneath. They almost knocked me out of my chair.
Yeah, she's silly. Definitely a gentle giant.
Absolutely. Just wants to be. And as soon as she did it, she's like, oops, and turned around and came back to you. This is the neatest dog. It does remind you of a polar bear. And, okay, so Sadie's available, and you want to head down to the Haven Humane Society. If you're interested, can they call in and say and reserve a time?
They can. If you give us a call at 530-241-1653, we can give you more information about her or make you an appointment if you'd like to reserve a time to come meet with her.
Great. So we've got Sadie. She's a Lab Pyrenees. Her adoption fee is $25. She is big, so, you know, plan on having to feed her. How many times a day?
We feed all of the dogs twice a day, and then just how much they get fed is very dependent on their weight.
Okay. And what about shots and those other things?
Yeah, so she's already spayed. She's up to date on her shots and is microchipped. That's all part of essentially what our adoption fee is covering.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to adopt another dog, you're looking for something else. Do you guys still have quite a few?
Oh, yes. We at any given time, we have a ton of dogs of all different ages and sizes. So if Sadie is, you know, a little too big for what you're looking for. We definitely have a lot of dogs that are a lot smaller than her.
Okay. So once again, stop by the Haven Humane Society. If you're interested, ask for Sadie. She is a cutie. She looks like a polar bear, so be prepared. The time is 7:15. Once again, Katrina, thank you so much for coming in from the Haven. You are the best. I love all the pets you bring in. I can't every week you bring in some, you know, a new dog. I'm like, I really want that one. So it's like, anyway, we appreciate you very much. I hope you have a great weekend. And to all our listeners, we hope you have a great weekend as well. Don't forget, we've got special events coming up at the Benton Field on the west side at 2955 South Street. They're having the Young Eagles Rally that is happening tomorrow from 8:30 to noon. So please stop by and check it out. The Young Eagles EAA chapter, Young Eagles Rally. Don't miss it. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And hear us online at KCNR1460.com. When I heard
fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
On now through September 30th. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Extreme left or extreme right politics have no place in Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues impacting our quality of life. We need someone who listens and gets results. I'm Joe Comenti, and I serve with Mary Rickard on the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. Supervisor Rickard has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation and crime. Mary has the experience to move Shasta County forward. Vote Mary Rickard November 5th, a common sense conservative.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During Session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During Session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur, and all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit PSA2.org for dates and times. That's PSA2.org. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott this morning. They're out and about, and I do have a special guest. He's another teammate of mine that works at the station, but Pat Karch. Pat, you've been around forever, especially in the music scene.
Yeah, thank you, Sue.
An elite. Sorry, the microphone keeps like climbing.
I think we're too short.
Okay. Well, anyway. So Pat Karch has been in the music scene in Reading for years and years. You are an elite performer when it comes to the piano, and people, like, when they're looking for the best, they look for you.
Well, gosh, that's very kind of you to say that.
I mean, I know that for a fact. You've performed.
I'll give you $5 later, okay?
And not only that, do you perform? Piano Angels is your heart of hearts.
We have, since my retirement, Pam and I, and that's my wife Pam, for those of you that don't know me, we inherited from Frank Strazzarino, the former head of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, a program called Reading Piano Angels. And that's a program that is, for one purpose, is to rehome good used pianos to people that need them. This could be piano students. They could be schools, theaters, churches, you know, and even adults who, some people, we recently took a piano to someone who doesn't play piano, but they got a player piano in their home. And that was kind of exciting. It went to the old, you know, you remember McCormick and Seltzer was the one of the big retailers back in the day, 100 years ago here in Reading. Well, the Seltzer Mansion, Sue, that's where this piano went.
Oh, wow. And it's a player piano.
Yes, it is. It's a giant player piano, very heavy.
Uh-huh. And so I take it, it took a little bit to get it in.
Oh, yeah. We had to reinforce the stairs and the porch and build ramps. And we had 8 people working on this thing to get it into the building. But that's not the majority of what we do, is just the standard upright pianos. We get them into homes, and we have done over now 500 pianos in the Northern California area. So it's a pretty good program. It was started by Frank, who, as an adult, decided he wanted to take piano lessons. You know how people have things on their bucket list, right?
Right.
Yeah, so Frank started, and he learned from his piano teacher that some students did not have a piano. They were actually practicing on a flat piece of cardboard on the dining room table that had, like, the printout of the keys, you know, black and white keys.
Right.
And he's like, hey, you know what? I have friends that have pianos, and all of us do, older friends mostly, that never use their pianos. And so his program started with that. Get those pianos that aren't being used into the hands of kids that want to use them. And that's when he began in 2011, actually.
Wow, it's been that long.
It has.
Oh, and that
then,
is fabulous.
Around 2017, I don't know. I guess I made the mistake of volunteering to move a piano for Frank, because he was paying a mover to do it. And I had my truck and some knowledge of piano moving. And that's how I got hooked. And then Frank later passed away. And the board asked my wife, Pam, and I to continue the program. And about 4 years ago, we upgraded from my old beat-up Chevy pickup, which had no air conditioning. And on Giving Tuesday, about 4 years ago, we asked the community to participate with us in buying a new piano delivery van. And in one day, we received $30,000 from the community for that van. And then we had money in the bank with Piano Angels, and we took some of that out. And for $40,000, we went down to Denham, S.J. Denham, mm-hmm. where they had a beautiful van just like we wanted for $43,000. They discounted the price $3,000, and we went out the door with that van that we still use today for $40,000.
That is wonderful. That's where I ended up getting one of my vehicles was S.J. Denham as well. And I'm so glad that you were able to upgrade and have that van because, you know, it is a project to transfer piano. And you and your wife, I mean, you have it dialed into a science.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great, you know, it's people think, oh, they're so heavy. But really, when you have the right tools and equipment, Pam calls it our, there is a little bit of lifting involved. She calls it her senior weightlifting program.
Yeah, but I can't believe that you two go out and you do this on a daily basis. And how far do you go to pick up these pianos?
Well, we have been as far as Modesto and up into Southern Oregon. And so that's really about it. Mostly it's Northern California, and the largest portion of it is probably in the Redding, Shasta Lake, Anderson Cottonwood area.
And these are all donated.
That's
so you've
correct.
Seen some piano. You had to have seen some pianos that were very valuable that you're thinking, wow, this is a blessing. Who can I bless with this piano?
Oh, that happens all the time. And there, you know, a lot of pianos are just average pianos, but like you said, there are many that are some of the world's best pianos. We've had Steinways that just went to the next person on the list.
Oh my goodness.
We had a beautiful over 6 foot Baldwin grand piano in black just a few days ago that came and went to a local music studio right here on Market Street. And so it's not uncommon. We've had a one huge C7 Yamaha that went to a school that was donated by a doctor who was moving into assisted living with his wife, and they had no room for the piano. Beautiful black grand piano, great big thing.
And if someone wanted to make a donation, or they've got a young child that, you know, was interested in learning how to play the piano and is thinking, no, I really want to do this, how do they contact you for Piano Angels?
Well, we have a website, and I had mentioned, Frank Strazzarino was the person that started this. His son, Robert, who lives in Chico, set us up with a very good website, and that's Redding Piano Angels, Redding Piano Angels. And if you go there, all the information you need, either to donate a piano or to receive a piano, or if you want to donate to the program, we Pam and I are just volunteers. We operate on donations. It pays the gas and the insurance, which is high, by the way.
True.
Yeah.
Especially now, yeah. Over the past few years.
Yeah, the gas.
Up and away.
That's how they do it. They can just go to the website, and they'll find my number on there, which is a public number. It's no secret. My cell phone number, is you're going to get me directly, is 530-510-1903. That's 530-510-1903 for donating or receiving a piano.
Okay, and you actually didn't come in to talk about Piano Angels. You came in to talk about the Palisadro Honeybee Festival. Now, we've got about 2 minutes or so before the next break. So,
What we're going to do is right now I want to prep you, your next guest. We'll be talking about the Honeybee Festival, and we're involved in that. When I say we're, my wife Pam and I are involved in that also. And so I'll tell you a little bit about this portion of the Honeybee Festival that you perhaps won't get with our next guest. We run what's called the Music Stage, which is this year sponsored by a company called Roof Savers of Reading. And the Music Stage is a large area under a tent with hay bales and a stage and professional sound where various groups will play from 9 a.m. until 4:30 or 5 p.m. each day. That's this weekend, Sue, Saturday, September 28th and Sunday, September 29th, out at the old Bishop Quinn facility in Palisadro.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I wasn't sure, you know, when I read the address, if it was Bishop Quinn or not. Thanks for confirming that.
Yeah.
Okay, so she'll be in. Coming up next, we'll talk about that. Once again, thanks for tuning in this morning. Pat Karch, also from KCNR, and I'm Sue McClain. I usually do the news, but this morning filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. We would like to thank our sponsors, Cornerstone Community Bank, a community-oriented, dedicated team of professionals committed to providing you the highest levels of personal service. That's one thing I love. When I go into my bank, they don't treat you just like a guest that you know, popped in. They treat you like, you know, you're a friend. Cornerstone has three branches serving Shasta and Tama counties at 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street in downtown, one block south of Jack's Grill. Come on, y'all know where that is. And if you want to stop by, you can stop by today. You can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, Cornerstone Community Bank. Stop by today. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all away. Say another song. I'll blow you all away. Hey. I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Sorry.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
You know, I used to have a high voice, Sue. And during the disco days, I actually sang the high part on Staying Alive.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, good morning. This is Sue McClain filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. They'll be back on Monday. And Pat Karch, also from KCNR.
Good morning.
And thank you for joining us this morning. And we have lots of things going on. And don't forget, B&T Satellite has something special. Listen up. If you need a change in your TV entertainment, now is the time to call B&T Satellite. You can get up to $200 in a gift card for making the change to Dish. So call the guys at B&T Satellite. They are absolutely fabulous. Get signed up. Receive your, well, up to $200 gift card. Call 530-241-3474. The guys are standing by to help you out. 530-241-3474. B&T Satellite. Absolutely love them, have used them, and highly recommend them. And once again, back to business. The Palisadro Honeybee Festival is happening this weekend. And I am so excited. This is one of those events where we've gone to in the past, and I love the bee beard. I just love seeing someone up there. You know, it's challenging.
It's weird.
You know, yeah, the first time I saw it, I was scared for them. And so anyway, we have Mandy Ahrens from the Honeybee Festival that's happening this weekend, tomorrow and Sunday at Bishop Quinn High School. Good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm excited.
Oh, I bet. So how did you get involved with the Honeybee Festival?
I am a part of the Palisadro Park, and we put on the Honeybee Festival. We're hosts of the event. It's a fundraiser for us to help build a community park.
Now, how do you get there? A lot of folks wonder, you know, how do I get to the Honeybee Festival?
The Honeybee Festival is located this year at Bishop Quinn Community Center, which is 21898 Old 44 Drive in Palisadro.
Okay, so you're heading eastbound, and then you hop off the freeway, take a left.
On Deschutes.
On Deschutes Road, and then you go down to the stop sign. There's like two stops.
Mm-hmm.
At the second stop sign, take a left.
On Old 44.
It's on the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's if, you know, you go all the way down to Palisadro. So think Palisadro. Put it in your little map, whatever. Make sure you get the directions ahead of time, because there's going to be a lot of folks heading there this weekend.
Yeah, Mandy, isn't there usually kind of a line at some point?
That is right.
Right.
Throughout the weekend, we see over 8,000 spectators. So a lot of people come out and visit the Honeybee Festival.
And is there a charge for parking?
There is a $3 charge for parking, but entry is free.
Okay, so a $3 charge for parking, so make sure you have a couple dollars in cash. I know not a lot of folks carry cash anymore, so really it's important to bring some cash. I do anyway, because I always find something there that I absolutely love. And I went, and they had, like, massage therapists, and they had this little water, little spa thing that you could check out. But it's not just, you know, items that are for sale, because you're going to find the arts and the craft booths. But for me, it's also those other things. Can you describe what's going to be involved in the festival, you know, the Honeybee Festival this year?
Yeah, I think the most exciting part is the Bee Association is going to be there. So they're going to be educating people on bees, honeybees, and we're going to have honey, and we're going to have a live bee beard, which is very exciting. Live music is going to be happening. We've got some local students that will be playing as well. Lots of vendors selling crafts and goods, and we've got some information booths on local nonprofits that will be there sharing what they have to offer and how they can help the community.
I love that. Now, you're going to have students singing the national anthem. They'll kick it off at 9 o'clock. What other, you know, events are happening? Like, what time?
Well, in terms of the music stage, which is sponsored by Roof Savers this year, there's students that will be doing the national anthem along with the Boy Scout troop and the presentation of the colors each morning as we get started. And then we have vocal students from Lizzie Stockson and Lynn Curry. These are kids and adults that have been trained to sing, and they'll be doing presentations all morning long until about noon. Then we get into what we call the pro bands. And to kick it off, of course, you know, we have to have Foothill High School because Foothill is in our district. And they have some of the best musicians and have produced some of the best musicians in our area. They'll be performing at noon. And then we have a group called Valley Quest from Red Bluff, which is a Celtic group. And then at the end of the day with a group called Silver Hawk. The next day, we have students in the morning and then a couple of pro bands in the afternoon, Momentum, and then a feature band, Caitlin Otten, whose father is Ace Otten. Ace is the guy that arranged all of Merle Haggard's songs that went into production and performance. And so that's a musical family there.
So you don't want to miss it. This is both Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and Sunday, and the weather couldn't be better. Today it's going to be 100, but it looks like around 96 for Saturday and Sunday. Just remember, bring your sunscreen, and then they've got plenty of drinks available for adults and children alike. Lots of food vendors as well. And one thing I love about this, when you go to, you know, the arts and crafts section of it, you can find really unique items just in time for the fall. I love the different, you know, the funky little pumpkins and the little witches and all kinds of things you can find to decorate your home and your garden. And then, of course, gifts. Now is the time to purchase the gifts so you don't have to wait till the last minute. And how many booths do you assume?
We have almost 170 vendors this year. Wow. So this event is going to be exciting, a lot to offer. Make sure you're there for that live bee beard demo. That starts at 11:30 each day on Saturday and Sunday. We've got an antique tractor parade that occurs at 10:30 a.m. and again at 1:30 a.m. That is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And will you have performers kind of walking around in the crowds? They did that, I think, one year.
We will. And we also have a bee costume parade that will be happening at noon each day.
Yeah. So I love the little ones when they wear the toddlers that wear the little bee costumes. I think those are absolutely cute. And I remember getting the little honey sticks, and the kids love those. So the honey sticks, it's clear, not very much in it, just enough, you know, to take away, you know, the taste and sweetness. And honey's really good for you, too, health-wise. So, I mean, why not stop by? And there's local vendors with local honey.
Right.
Yes.
Lots of food vendors. I think, can you remind me again what kind of food we're going to have this year?
Oh, we have all types of food from African cuisine all the way down to hamburgers and hot dogs and barbecue.
Mexican food,
Thai food.
Yeah, and there's a whole food court out there on one side, so people can find what they want, and it's near the music stage, which is also good. They can come and sit down. Hawes, I think, provides hay bales, right? And that's the seating in the music stage, and you can bring your food in there under the shade and listen to music. And there's beer, I don't know, not wine, but beer and...
bee stings.
What is a bee sting?
That is honey and lemon and tequila.
Ouch.
And have a designated driver if you go to the Honey Bee Festival. That would be good. You know, if you're planning on it, you want to make sure you have a designated driver. That's a good thing.
Or stay all day and have fun.
There you go. There
yeah,
you go.
Just let it wear off.
Call Uber. Call Uber, you know, if you need an Uber. But also, you know, you have the handcrafted items that are very unique, one of a kind you can find there. And we're talking jewelry, clothing. I can't get past a booth that has tie-dye. I don't know why. I wear it at home. I rarely wear tie-dye out. But around the house, it just has a relaxing, can I say, vibe to it? I know I sound like such a hippie.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you do.
I know, right? But I just love the different kind of booths because, you know, you can find anything for your kitchen. You know, those little covers to make everything mix and match. I love that. Or I went to one booth and it was like roosters. It was all roosters. And then another booth that had, you know, something else specific. And you can't find it anywhere else because a lot of these things are only handmade.
Right.
We have a glass blower this year again, and they will be doing live demonstrations. It is so exciting to see your piece live being made.
They do it right there.
They do it right there at the event.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love glass blowing. It's very interesting because I had no idea how it was done. And then you see something like that live, and it really, you learn a lot goes into it. So, you know, that's fabulous. They have other booths, too, like if you're interested in like real estate or insurance or investments. Professionals are there to answer your questions. Maybe you're considering putting up a new fence. There have been people there that have different type of fencing. They can help you figure out like if it's large for like a ranch or just a little, you know, little type of fencing, whatever works for your home.
There's also some giveaways, but what do you call them? Raffles?
Raffles, that's right.
Yeah, tell us about the raffles.
Yeah, we have local businesses that have put together raffle baskets for us that we'll be raffling off, and all the money that is raised throughout the raffle process is for the Powell Cedar Park to put in the play structures and build a better park for the community.
And that's a great park, if we haven't talked about that, which is located east of the Holiday Market. There are facilities there. If you're looking to, you know, have a party or something like that, there's a pavilion, a covered pavilion. There's a play area. There's a music sound stage and a grassy area to sit in and bathrooms. So it's a beautiful park. It's still growing. It's in process. And as funds are raised each year, the park continues to get better.
Wonderful. Once again, we've got Mandy Ahrens from the Honeybee Festival. And it's happening this weekend at Bishop Quinn High School, along with Pat Karch. And I'm Sue McClain, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460. And hear us online all the way around the world at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to lakeshasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of September. During session 1, learn how to speak Alzheimer's and related dementia dialects. During session 2, learn how to understand long-term care. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and MacArthur. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, the free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I love that. She was one of my first impressions. I share. Hey, thanks for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Yes, this is Sue McClain, along with Pat Karch, filling in for Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning. I hope you're having a good morning so far. Thanks for listening. And speaking of listening, the time, 7:49, lots of performances happening this weekend, like tonight.
Oh my gosh, it's music in our area with the Reading Roots Revival. That's happening Friday, that's today, and Saturday tomorrow.
And that's happening in downtown Reading.
Right on.
So tell us more, because I know there's quite a few bands that are performing.
They bring in some of the top-rated bands in our area and out of the area, too. This year's lineup includes the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Sue, have you ever heard of them?
I have. They used to be my intro music.
Yeah, one time. They've become the kind of band that you want to book when you're throwing a soiree at like a Gatsby mansion.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're really cool. And then the Brothers Comatose, you know, we have in this genre a little bit of music for everybody. They say their Ben Morrison shares some insight into their latest polarizing single, the IPA song. Well, anybody can support that, right?
Absolutely.
And then the Danielle Nicole Band and Wolf Jet, T Sisters, Cat Wright, Martin Joseph, Martin Joseph is a outstanding performer on the guitar, and he'll do groups, small groups of 20 or large venues of, you know, thousands of people. He's quite a performer. And then Bennett Mateo, the Sundown Poachers, the Sweet Lilies, Sitting on Stacy, and the Polyrhythmics, which is one of my favorite groups. And then a guy that's been around for a long time in our area, Jonathan Foster, who is one of the best musicians in the North State, and other bands as well. So that includes some of the bands that are going to be playing for the Roots Revival Festival today and tomorrow here in Reading.
Right. Admission is $49 to $79. And tonight it's 5 to 9:30. Tomorrow 12:30 to 9:30. This is in downtown Reading and is brought to you by the Reading Roots Revival Committee. It's a nonprofit organization through Folk Alliance International in partnership with downtown Reading businesses and organizers. And there will be multiple stages with the beer garden, along with merchandise and ticket information booth, is going to be at the Cascade Theater in downtown Reading. They're going to be promoting the food and beverage options, along with the local music venue stages. And there's quite a few different acts that are going to be here, as Pat has mentioned. So be sure to get your tickets. And, you know, that's definitely going to be one of the places to be this weekend. But tonight, you don't want to miss Dwight Yoakam.
All right.
If you don't have your tickets, you might want to get online right now. He sold more than 25 million albums worldwide. Multiple Grammy Award winner. He has 12 gold albums, 9 platinum, multi-platinum, you name it. So this is happening at the Civic starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Tickets range between, I don't think they have any more $60 tickets, you can check, up to $175, but well worth the price of admission. Also, Bonnie Raitt, you can't go wrong. She is performing. That's coming up on Sunday at 6 o'clock at night. Tickets are still on sale. They range between, let's say, $68, $98, and she had so many hits, just too many to mention. And she has been recently listed as one of the all-time 250 great guitarists of all time and one of the 100 greatest singers of all time.
You know, those tickets are very reasonably priced, in my opinion.
They are, and I think, you know, we look at prices now, like when you go get a burger. I mean, if you want a meal, it's like $22.
Right.
So if you're looking for something, this is creating a memory. You may be thinking, oh, that's a lot. You know what? It really isn't when you compare to other cities.
And it's world-class entertainment. These performers, Dwight and Bonnie Raitt, are, you know, some of the best that America has ever had.
Right.
In my opinion. I don't know.
Oh, no, I think you're absolutely right. I'm Bonnie Raitt. Extraordinary. And a guitarist as well.
Right.
I mean, if you've seen her at all, She's just absolutely fabulous.
I was comparing those prices to a fellow was telling me yesterday that he decided to see Elton John a few years ago. They were playing somewhere in the central part of the United States, and the tickets were $600 each.
To start, probably.
Yeah.
And oh,
that
yeah.
That was somewhere up there where you could see him on the screen better than you could on the stage. And he said, I bought the tickets as a surprise for my wife and her girlfriend and her husband. And then the ladies decided they didn't want to go. So he ended up getting some friends to go with him. And by the time that they got the tickets and got their hotels and air flight, it was many thousands of dollars to get to this concert. But here we have quality performers right here in Reading. And you can literally drive to the Civic. And so I think it's very reasonable.
I was thinking of the cost if you went out of town to go see them. You save yourself a ton of money.
Right.
You know, so that's it too. And, you know, that's just the music side of what's happening this weekend. There's all kinds of things happening. Like tonight we've got lots of high school football.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan, we've got Shasta High School's taking on Las Plumas at Shasta at 7:30. Foothill is at Lassen at 7:30 also. Live Oak at Central Valley. Central Valley hosting tonight. That's 7:30 rather is kickoff. And then the rest are out of town. Enterprise is in Ashland. UPrep is in Fortuna. And West Valley is heading to All Saints. Kickoff at 7. So, you know,
okay.
That's the high school football action. If you're wondering what games are on tonight. Plus, if you like, are you a big fan of reptiles, like snakes and things like that?
I am. I love them.
I am, too. I totally love, like, just reptiles, all kinds. Well, we've got the Reading Reptile Expo. And this is something you can bring the whole family to. It's tomorrow and Sunday at the Holiday Inn at 1900 Hilltop Drive. So you can learn all kinds of things, you know, because some kids, and it's reasonable to be afraid of something you don't know much about.
Sure.
But soon you find out about those animals, about those snakes and spiders. And, you know, I had my granddaughter, she saw something on TV. And she goes, I don't want to watch that. I'm scared of that. And I said, honey, you've got to get on a plane, fly for 18 hours, and maybe if you drive another 300 miles, you're there. So there's like no way. Okay? Just think of here from the moon.
It's not going to crawl out from under your bed.
No. And it'll take that fear away. And I think that's super important. Now, this is for kids and adults, and it is Saturday and Sunday. So don't miss it.
Are they selling reptiles at this event also, do you know?
I do not know if they're selling. I probably wouldn't buy a snake, but I think it's one of those things you just want to go check out and bring the kids.
Well, why buy a snake? We can go out in the wilderness and find one for free, right?
Great. I just don't want it wrapped around my boot. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear the I grew up, you know, my neighbors, they would go out with snake buckets. It's like,
yeah.
You know, and they catch little red racers, which I thought were cool. And then the twins up the road, I won't tell you who they are because they know who they are. They collect those teeny tiny little rattlesnakes.
Right.
And they were just the coolest thing. But, you know, we were brought up around snakes and garden snakes and things like that. So I'm never really been afraid of snakes or anything, you know, spiders.
Yeah,
just,
me either.
Just part of life.
Well, when I came from Trinity County, we had been actually collecting rattlesnakes all year for the annual wild game feed, which was on New Year's Eve. And so rattlesnake was on the menu. And back then we would get a forked stick. And if we found a rattlesnake, we'd catch the snake and, you know, kill him. And they would clean him and bread the chunks and deep fry them. And that was part of the menu.
And tastes like chicken.
It tasted just like chicken and french fries because it came out of the deep fryer where they did the breaded chicken and french fries.
Well, you know, that's just, those memories.
Yeah,
right?
They were good memories. Yeah.
Well, that is terrific. Hey, this weekend you can make memories. We have, we had mentioned, there's so many events happening. Of course, the 43rd annual Palisadro Honeybee Festival is happening tomorrow and Sunday. Free entry, however, parking is $3, so bring a couple dollars in cash. There will be a pancake breakfast from 8 to 10:30. Plus, there's beverages, a live bee beard. I love that. Arts and craft booths. And there's more, like a tractor parade.
Oh, the tractor parade twice a day. And these are fully restored tractors, you know, all the way back. Probably some of them are 100 years old. And these guys bring them out on trailers. And then they have an area where they're set up so you can take your kids, and, you know, your husband over there and look at them. And then they'll fire them up in the morning and they'll do a parade around the entire area where we're having the honeybee festival. Cause I know at the music stage as they come by, we usually have to stop because, you know, those old tractors are very loud. But we will also just tell you a little bit about the music. We'll start in the morning. We're going to have students of Lizzie Stockson and Lynn Curry. These are vocal students, and they'll be performing all morning long until noon each day, Saturday and Sunday.
Great. So there's so much happening. The Honeybee Festival opening tomorrow morning at 8:30. It's open from 8:30 to 5, Sunday 8:30 to 4. Also, I'd like to thank our special guest this morning. We had a beautiful dog in Sadie, a Lab Pyrenees. You can adopt her from the Haven Humane for $25. And I'd like to thank Katrina from the Haven for coming in. Also, Mandy Ahrens from the Honeybee Festival. So that's happening at Bishop Quinn High School this weekend at 21,893 Old 44 Drive. And thanks for listening. This is Sue McClain along with Pat Karch filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. And stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to have a best of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rick Thomas. Forecasters are warning of the potential for devastating flooding, flooding of historic proportions across the southeast, including in the Atlanta area, from Tropical Storm Helene, made landfall as a hurricane late last night along Florida's Big Bend.
You're seeing really significant amounts of surge, streets that are flooded.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have had a report of a fatality on the roadway. Car driving on I-4 near Ybor City in Tampa was hit when a sign fell.
Hurricane-force winds were carried far inland, knocking out power to well over a million homes and businesses in Florida, Georgia, and other states. There were two fatalities reported in Wheeler County, Georgia, where a mobile home was overturned by the wind. Megan Barwick is the Emergency Management Director for Lowndes County, Georgia. She spoke with WALB.
Lots of trees down throughout the community. We are just encouraging all of our residents to hang in there and continue to shelter in place.
The storm is expected to turn northward and slow down over the Tennessee Valley.
That's correspondent Jennifer King. Western North Carolina, including Asheville, among areas now getting swamped by the storm. And the storm-related death toll has risen, now stands at least 6. Declaring enough is enough, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu says Israel will no longer tolerate daily rocket fire from Hezbollah in Lebanon. Addressing world leaders this morning at the UN in New York, Netanyahu vows that if Hezbollah does not surrender, Israel will fight until achieving total victory. Also in New York this morning, former President Trump meeting at Trump Tower with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 358 points, with the Nasdaq trading 5 points lower, and the S&P is 12 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We've been witnessing troubling signs that we're on the cusp of a major economic bust. High inflation, growing national debt, and global uncertainties are all flashing warning signals. Are you prepared for what's coming next? I'm Lance Wall now, a Christian news analyst. And the Bible tells us that the wise man sees danger coming and takes precautions. By diversifying into gold with my trusted friends at Birch Gold Group, you can protect your God-given assets through both stable and turbulent times. Gold has been a trusted store of value for thousands of years, weathering economic storms that have wiped out other forms of wealth. Here's the best part. With the help of Birch Gold, you can convert your 401k or IRA to a gold IRA, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for a free info kit on gold. Take the next step to secure your financial future before these warning signs turn into a full-blown crisis. Text FAITH to the number 989898 now for your free gold IRA info kit. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
The Biden administration imposes some new tariffs on China.
Analysts have said the tariffs, which include a 100% duty on electric vehicles made in China, are largely symbolic, especially given Chinese EVs aren't currently sold in the US. The hikes come as Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump have clashed over tariffs on the campaign trail. Mr. Trump is calling for sweeping new duties on all imports, while Ms. Harris has said that his proposal would raise prices for the American people.
The BBC's Michelle Fleury. Families of the 43 students from a rural teachers' college abducted 10 years ago in southern Mexico have marked the painful anniversary disillusioned after a decade of unfulfilled government promises. The anniversary fell just 4 days before the departure of President López Obrador, whose election in 2018 had raised hopes among the families. News and analysis at townhall.com. A longshoreman strike deadline is looming.
The group representing East and Gulf Coast ports is asking a federal agency to make the Longshoremen's Union come to the bargaining table to negotiate a new contract. The U.S. Maritime Alliance says it filed an unfair labor practice charge with the National Labor Relations Board, alleging that the International Longshoremen's Association is not bargaining in good faith. The alliance said it filed the charge due to the ILA's repeated refusal to come to the table and bargain on a new master contract. The union says it has communicated with the alliance, which continues to make an inadequate wage offer. John Scott report.
A man convicted of killing three people in workplace shootings has been executed with nitrogen gas in Alabama, the second time the state has used that execution method. Alan Miller was a delivery truck driver convicted of killing three men during back-to-back workplace shootings in 1999. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And Linda is out on Lake Shasta on a houseboat from Holiday Harbor, which is the only place we go to. We're going out in the lake. Lake's beautiful. Still lots of water there. The water's about 76 degrees. Fishing's great. And they're having, right now, Holiday Harbor has off-season rates plus a 15% discount all the way through October 31st. So the lake's beautiful, and it's going to be, my friends, in the high 90s, and next Tuesday, 100. Maybe it's time to go out on the boat. Have a great time out there, because I tell you what, the people at Holiday Harbor are just super. You come in, they're very helpful. They help you to get your stuff down to the boat. They give you orientation. And if you're not sure how to drive that boat, they're there to help. And especially when it comes to bringing it back in and parking it, which to me is the most exciting time when I do it. And it's exciting for everybody, of course. But Holiday Harbor, you can give them a call at 530-238-2383. And like I said, it's beautiful out there on the lake. Good morning, Christina. Are you awake? Yes.
I am.
I know. And it's National Situational Awareness Day. Do you have situational awareness?
Yes, I'm making sure that the situations in our chat are going calm.
Okay. You got to watch that chat room. Keeping up on that chat room.
Of course, because we have...
And for the one that said that, sometimes we will delete chats that we're not sure what exactly they mean. So don't take it personally. And we just, you know, as long as there's not a personal attack on people or just saying horrible things, you usually can just leave it in there. So sorry if you were offended. There's my apology to the chat room, to one person in the chat room. Today is, of course, the 26th of September, 8:07 in the morning. News is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And they have a new CEO, and we'll have them on in a couple weeks. Today, sunny with a high near 90. Tomorrow, 99. Saturday, 95. Sunday, 96. Monday, 98. And Tuesday... it looks like we could hit 100 degrees. Let me say, Holiday Harbor boats, patio boats, house boats. Let me give you that number again, 530-238-2383. It's going to be warm out there. I kind of thought we'd gotten away from triple digits. But it looks like next Tuesday we're going to be really, you know, it's going to be close to that one. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a family-owned business, been in the business about 30 years. They're into their third generation, the Kinney family there. They've had an opportunity many times to sell their company, Shasta Gas Propane, to the big suppliers, and they've refused. Why? Because they really believe that they give the best service to their customers and that they care about their customers, and they do. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a family-owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. And I can't say enough about them. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. And the real reason I came in today is sitting across from me, Heather Hadwick.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Otherwise, I might have just, who knows, today.
Been on the lake.
Been on the lake. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well, no, well, thank you for being flexible on the times and everything. And especially when I double book.
That's okay.
And you just, you know what? Grace under pressure there, young lady. When I told you Tuesday, I'm so glad you came in, but I'm so sorry that I feel bad, bad, bad. I mean, it's the same, the fourth Tuesday of each month for 10 years, this one guy comes in from Haven Humane. Somehow, I just said, oh, Heather, you want to come in on that day? Anyway.
That's okay. I've been here all week, so it's not a big, not a big deal at all.
Okay. Tell us about Heather Hadwick. Who are you?
So I am running for state assembly. I'm from Modoc County. I grew up in Siskiyou County, proud product of North State, and I am hoping to make some change in Sacramento. We have a small farm. We have a pumpkin patch, so this is our crazy busy time because we open the 5th. So, and my husband and I both have other jobs. So I work at the County Office of Ed doing school safety and preparedness for them. Before that, I was with OES and running that department in Modoc County. Where I did fires, floods, recovery, COVID, all the incidents. And before that, I was a teacher. So I think my background's a variety of sectors that'll help down in Sacramento because they're very out of touch with how we live up here in the North State and how their decisions and that ripple effect of rural communities is hurting.
What you're hearing is Buford took his chew toy and decided to sit underneath Heather. And most of the time you can't hear it when he's chewing on it, but this time for some reason it was like he was sitting next to you. And so Christina moved him. And of course, when you moved him, he looked at you, picked it up and put it right back in the same spot. So we're going to take him out at the break and put him in the, out in the office.
I tried my best.
I know. You know, it's Buford, does what he wants. Your hometown is Doris.
Yes.
And then, but now you live in Alturas.
Yes, I've been there for almost 20 years.
Alturas is really a strange place, and strange good.
Yeah.
I see things for sale up there. Get really good deals.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's in Alturas. And it's at the north end of the state. Do you ever feel like people in Sacramento don't even know that there's a Modoc County?
Oh, I know they don't. It's funny because when I'm out and about, they either know Modoc because they have family or something there, or they have absolutely no idea. No idea where it is.
Well, the Dallies live in Lassen County, but they live in Bieber.
Yeah,
and,
even smaller.
And I've been to their house. And, yeah, and it's even smaller. Mm-hmm. And yet they've been able to, frankly, control the North State as far as politics go for the last, 8 years for sure, or 4 years. Yeah, but he's been there 12 years.
He's been there 12, yeah.
And so Megan has been there, what, four?
Eight.
Oh, she's been there eight years already?
She has 4 years left, yeah.
Okay, so she's running for the Senate, which is four, and then that's going to open up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do they have any kids?
They do. They
have older kids?
No, they're in college age.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
And then Roz
is this going to be like a Kennedy dynasty that we're just going to see continuing for the next 100 years or something? But with the assembly seats opening up. And I'm going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what you think is important, and if you win, some of the things you want to accomplish there.
Sounds good.
This portion of the show brought to you by a friend of mine. His name's Patrick Gorman. He's an attorney. I do have friends that are attorneys. If you're not, and he has a workers' compensation office, the largest one north of Sacramento. Patrick is a veteran. He is a former law enforcement officer, got his law degree, went to work for the insurance companies, did that for a year or two, just said, you know what, this just isn't right. I don't like this. So he opened up his own firm. And if you're not getting treatment for a work injury, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call for a free consultation at 530-262-2168. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family, a number of people. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve and that you rate, then let Patrick come in and help you. Employer wants you back to work. You want to go back to work, but you're going to need some help. Give Patrick Gorman a call. 530-262-2168. You need somebody that's going to fight for you against the insurance companies. That's the bottom line. We'll be right back.
Politics on the far left or politics on the far right bring no value to Shasta County. We need common sense policies to address the everyday issues that impact the quality of life for our citizens. We need someone who listens, understands, and has the experience and knowledge to get results. Mary Rickard has a proven record of providing solutions for critical issues like wildfire mitigation, addiction, mental health, and crime. She has the knowledge and experience to move Shasta County forward. On November 5th, vote Mary Rickard for District 3, a common sense conservative.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious buffet. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindbach. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Yeah. Reading Electric Utility still has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. I'm here with Heather Hedwick, who is running for State Assembly District 1. Gosh, an election's coming up quick.
Coming up, yeah.
Heather's from MoDoc County and has been involved with all types of things up there. The traveling around the rest of the counties, do you find one underlying thing that people talk about?
Oh, so it's 11 counties, so it's
11 counties.
Biggest district in the state.
Yeah.
And they're all a little bit different, but similar. Fire and fire insurance, I think, especially this summer with everybody, seeing everybody, it's in the news every day and people are getting canceled over and over. I feel like we talk about that every time we come on.
Everybody does.
Yeah. That's the number one.
It's been going on for a year. You would think that, it's over a year now, somebody would do something about that.
They're on there at the
State Insurance Commission.
You would think the commissioner
It
seems pretty obvious that somebody should be doing their job, but I already put together a coalition, and I want District 1 to be the experts. I want the state coming to us because I feel like our district is going to be hit more than any other district. I asked for the numbers; they don't have data on that, which is frustrating too and scary because that means this crisis is way bigger than we know. But it's definitely fire insurance, affordability. That's a big one. And then I would say crime and just safety in general.
Okay. Which leads us to the next, subject that you've been pushing real hard in for rural school safety.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So, my current position, that's what I do. So my partner and I at MoDoc County Office of Ed, our superintendent wanted safety to be the priority and prioritize funding to have our positions and was like, here you go. You guys are the experts. My partner has 26 years in law enforcement and was a school resource officer. I come from the OES side and in the classroom. So now we've built this program where we do safety plans, vulnerability assessments on the sites, created threat assessments if a child or an adult or a person is making a threat to a school, just those processes and systems, and then keeping up on the legislation for what the schools have to do. And now we're presenting all over. We just presented at the Small School District Association. We presented at a National Rural Schools Leaders Summit. And we just go try to help other counties. So we're currently working with Lassen County. Mike Freeman, the Shasta County Office of Ed Superintendent, is coming up next week to visit with us and try to build a program here in Shasta. Siskiyou has one, so they're slowly coming around. Not every county has one, but it's getting there. And I think especially with the headlines we've had recently, we have to keep our kids safe.
It's the kids that usually know something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is there? Do we have reporting mechanisms in schools that kids says that Johnny or Lucy are acting strange and they've been talking about this kind of stuff?
Yes. So a lot of school sites have it or districts. They have anonymous reporting that they can call and it goes directly to admin so they can investigate.
Mm-hmm.
And like in MoDoc, we put that in their planners. They have posters up. They try to talk about it and really put it out there so the kids will utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an important part of it because sometimes it's just, I need to talk to somebody,
Yeah.
And then they have little surveys that come out during the day, just trying to catch the kids to see where their mindset is, because our kids are struggling right now. Society is not caring for our kids enough, mostly with those devices we're walking around with and social media and, you know.
Yeah, Newsom just signed a bill that says that kids can't, you know, they're supposed to be safe from targeting and ads and stuff in certain sites between the hours of 8 and 3 and then turning them off from midnight to 6 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't understand how you can do that with a phone, though.
It's going to be hard to regulate.
How do you do that?
I feel like that's a parent's job.
Yeah.
We shut our kids down, not our college kids, but my youngest, his is shut down. You can shut down an iPhone really well. You can learn how to do it on YouTube. We do little family safety nights and help parents.
Well, my granddaughter and grandson still have trackers on them that that their mother, my daughter, can follow where they are, and they don't mind that.
Yeah, like 360.
The kids do not mind that. They said, you know, knowing that somebody knows where they're at.
Yeah, I think we do that as a family. My father-in-law loves it. He watches us all over the place. And
you'll have to show me how to do that on my phone.
I will.
So, because Linda and I say, well, you know, we need to do that, but so far we have been unable to figure that one out.
Yeah.
When we start talking about rural safety, we also have to talk about the, you know, and you mentioned it already, you know, helping the kids is mental health. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, that the rural counties have the highest suicide rate in the state.
Our kids are crippled right now, and they reach out to their phones, and they don't want to have the hard conversations because they don't have the coping skills to deal with them. And most of our small schools don't have the resources. You're really lucky if you have an academic counselor. Most of them don't have a behavioral health counselor. The state is really putting money down to help the schools get a mental health counselor and behavior counselor because we have so many behavior issues now, that teaching is just hard. I started teaching in 2002, and it was a completely different classroom than it is today.
Why is that? Is it parents? Is it society? I think it's
all of the above. And COVID didn't help either.
COVID was a real disaster.
Yeah, and I think we have a lack of parenting, and we have more trauma kids than ever. You know, our ACEs scores are the adverse childhood experiences through the roof. I was one of those kids. I have a perfect ACEs score. In all honesty, shouldn't be sitting here. The odds were all stacked against me. But I had teachers and adults in my life that cared about me and told me, no, you're going to do this and you can do this. And I had that grit. I think our kids are lacking that grit. There are some. There are a lot of them. But I think they're having to pick up more slack in the schools because of that lack of parenting. I think part of it is, too, that, you know, we used to be able to have one parent that stayed home. You know, a lot of moms got to stay home, and that family unit was stronger. Now we have a lot of single parents. Everybody has to work. They can't afford to live in California without working.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the cost of housing, and, I mean, now, well, tourists is going to be a little bit different, even than Redding, and then we're a lot different than, you know, 200 miles down the road. More services for the schools, safety in the schools. Like I said, we were in here talking about the suicide rates, and when they said Redding has got one of the highest ones, or Shasta County, but they said, but it's not that much higher than the rest of the rural counties, and it's all laid on to the fact we don't have the medical professionals or medical support that you do when you're in a city. So that's something else you want to address.
If I have that right. Like Tule Lake, for example, is right on the border of Oregon. The county line goes right through the town. The school's actually in Siskiyou County, but we serve them on Modoc County Office of Ed, and they have to look up a kid's address before they can get services. And like we had a kid that I do the addiction services too for tobacco and stuff, and they called to get some help, and it was October 15th and telemed, so it's on a computer, which doesn't work. I mean, it's trying to fill some holes with kids, but kids need that personal relationship with someone and to build that trust. And some kids might not want to. They might want the computer, you know, but
They feel more comfortable talking to a machine.
Yeah, but that just shows you how over, you know, public health, behavioral health, all these services are so, they're drowning. We have so much need and not enough, well, and not enough qualified licensed professionals. That's another thing. The state's working on trying, or the North State is trying to build capacity to get more licensed professionals so they can come, you know, we can hire people because, and kind of grow our own workforce. Because workforce is another thing in those rural towns. I mean, so we're trying to tap in high school. Like, what pathway do you want to do? And let's help you get there so that you'll come back and live in Alturas or Wairika or these, you know, or Weaverville, like these towns that can't get those licensed professionals because they can make so much more money in the city or in a metropolitan area. But, you know, I think we have six licensed clinicians in Modoc County. It might be off now because that was a while ago. But, you know, it's not enough. And we have some of the highest per capita mental health issues in the state. You know, and until we get that figured out and fix that, all of that ripple effect of, you know, having to have too many service programs, the homeless crisis, the addiction services, all of that has a mental health aspect to it. So we have to do more. We have to do better. Our kids deserve it.
Well, you know, we are a large area up here. And just trying to find doctors to go into rural areas is tough. Even though that they've got these programs where doctors, if they sign up for 5 years in a rural area, they can get a great deal of their school loans written off. Mm-hmm. And which, it's, to me, it seems to make sense and that it would attract more people. But I guess, and some of them feel like, well, yeah, but if I go to an urban area, I can make enough money to pay it off anyway. And I'm living in an urban area, not realizing just how beautiful it is up in the northern part of our state.
Yeah. And okay. I think that's why we're tapping into our own kids, you know, and that's models that could really work in the North State. And I'm very passionate about career pathways, and that's something I hope to fight for in Sacramento.
Okay. I'm with Heather Hadwick. She's running for State Assembly, District 1. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop. Been there since 1960. I just got a haircut day before yesterday. It's been there since it was established in 1960. It's been at the same spot since 1966. And it's probably gone through like three owners, but they're, you know, it's kind of like father-son type thing. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I just make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Never had a bad haircut there. What, 17 years? You know, how many times can you say that? It's not a hair salon. No. It's a barber shop. They shave around your neck, around your ears. It's a pleasant place to go to. There's no contentious arguments going on or things like that. In fact, they refuse to talk about politics. And why would you want a barber all upset when he's got a razor around your ear anyway? But Cypress Square Barbershop, it's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, or if you remember it, it's Subway there. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Heather Hadwick.
It's time again for the Majestic Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. See the return of the beautiful dancers, the feel of the powerful drummers. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 4th through 6th, at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, call 530-225-8979 or visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter family, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates her raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday, 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And I will repeat again that Linda is out on Lake Shasta on a Holiday Harbor houseboat with two of her girlfriends, having a great time. She calls me twice a day. Let me know that they're still alive out there and not been eaten by bears or anything like that.
No snakes in the water.
Oh, there's never snakes in the water. My gosh. The only snakes in the water are back in D.C. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. They are the cutting edge of technology with the TAVR valve replacement, the Guardian, the new way of doing monitoring hearts and pacemakers where it's wireless and a lot smaller. They've got the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system there. It's less intrusive, less pain, faster recovery times. You don't have to travel away from Reading to get this state-of-the-art medical procedures. And this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. I'm with Heather Hedwick, who is running for District 1 Assembly, and that election is going to be here, like, November 5th.
It's coming up.
I think they're dropping the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, they come.
Which is really a big change, you know, that you see the Republican Party that fought it, and then said, this is not helping us. Mm-hmm. So they've embraced it, mm-hmm. as they should.
Well, we have to, right?
You have to embrace it. And the what was the other ballot harvesting that they started doing too, which I don't like at all. But if that seems to be if one side's using it, the other side's got to use it. Yeah. I mean, let's just face facts. So I guess a lot of people have been mailing in their ballots or will when they get them.
Yeah, and they encourage people to mail them in early. A lot of people wait till the last minute, but the other side, they're good about that. So, they're coming.
And what we like to do is we'll take our ballot, and we got fooled last time. We thought we could just go down there and fill them out there. And no, you've got to have them filled out, and then you can go in and hand them in. Mm-hmm. Which to me is takes out half the fun. You should be able to just go in there and fill them out and get into the little machine. It gives a little burp that says it's okay.
I want the I voted sticker.
Yeah, and you get the I. Well, they'll send it to you in the envelope, but it's not the same.
Ours doesn't, so I drop mine off so I can get a sticker.
Get the I voted. Yeah. And then you find out that 60% of the people vote and 40% don't. 40% mm-hmm. don't, or maybe in the presidential election it'll be more. So how do you galvanize people to get out to vote?
I think it's reiterating how much value their vote has. And I think a lot of people in the North State, especially in our rural counties, you know, they call the elections before our polls are even closed up in Modoc. You know, I think Modoc's like 3% of our district's vote. It's not a big piece.
Well, there's only 10 of you live up there. No,
yeah.
No,
I'm like 9,000.
9,000. And 25,000 cows.
Yeah, I think
we
like
should
40,
start counting.
Yeah.
40,000. Yeah. We should start counting anything that breathes.
Right.
We should be able to
well, we
count
we
that.
Like it. We like that ratio of 1-4.
What has prepared you to go down and face a mega, and I'll use that, a mega majority that the Democrats have, bless their hearts?
I think my background being having a variety of sectors is very helpful the Office of Emergency Services, it throws you in and you have to know a little bit about everything because OES touches everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to work with everybody. So you have to work. I've worked with every level of government from local, tribal, city council, board of supervisors up to the White House. And you have to know their limitations, how they work, what they can do. And then you have to build the relationships so that in an emergency, when you call, they'll help. And I think that's 90% of the job is building those relationships and knowing who to call that's the experts. I come from the education world, so I'm not afraid to ask questions, and I want to go ask the boots on the ground experts that this is actually going to affect before I vote on things. I want to have an educated vote. I'm a research nerd, so you know, I want that knowledge, and I want to know what that ripple effect is. So I think my background and my professional life, but also just growing up in the North State, I think that's huge. Like the more I'm in Sacramento, the more I realize how much they do not understand how we live up here or why. And when I tell people it takes me 5.5 hours to get to Sacramento, they're like blown away because they don't realize California even goes that far, you know, and they've never been here. So I think that Dallies bring people up and do tours all the time. And that's that every legislator or lobbyist or person in Sacramento that I've talked to that has been on one of those tours talks about it, and it changes them. It helps them.
Well,
when
they find out you've got to drive 60 miles to get to a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that you've got a clinic. I don't know what it is in Fall River. Is it a clinic?
Yeah. They have a hospital, too.
They have a hospital. Okay. Yeah. And then now up in Alturas has got a new hospital.
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
So you've got that, but it's still hours.
Yeah.
For people to go to a big shopping center.
Mm-hmm. And you're like the hospital, our hospital, it's very basic. So
if
you break your arm, anything else, you're getting flown out to Reno, Redding. Davis, sometimes depending on Portland, like it just
depends on what it is.
Yeah, it depends on what it is, but it's not something they can do there. You can't have a baby in my county. I had to drive 2 hours to have my youngest 16 years ago. You know,
down in Redding?
Susanville.
Oh yeah, going the opposite direction.
Yeah. And like specialists, like our people all come to Redding or Reno to go. My husband had cancer when he was 30. We lived in Redding for the summer. And the travel is what kills people. It's not that is so expensive to try to keep up with. My mother-in-law passed away last year from brain cancer, and she was in 6 different hospitals, 3 different states, but the travel of trying to go there and make these appointments.
This is the part, too, and they're talking about, since the gas tax has gone down so dramatically due to more efficient cars, electric, hybrids, all of these, now they're talking about
a mileage
tax. And frankly, that could work in L.A. and San Francisco and Sacramento, but when you start talking about rural areas, it's the final stick on that camel.
Because it sounds like it's cheaper to live rural, but then we have, you know, higher heating bills because it's colder. We have, you know, you have all these other things that it's probably a wash. It's a quality of life. You have to want to live there, want to live out of town like that.
Oh, yeah.
But the mileage tax would kill us. And not just our, like, medical is my first thing that I go to for that, because you already have people that can't take a full day off to go to a doctor's appointment. You're never going to have it if you're going to add that onto there. But also just our schools. Like, I mean, our football games, we drive 4 hours one way sometimes. And then you have families that want to be a part of that and go. You know,
they want to force electric buses on you.
Oh, I know. Yeah. And then,
I mean, y'all have electric buses, right?
We don't.
Oh, you don't?
It won't work. It's too cold.
It's too cold.
It's like negative 20 sometimes.
Yeah.
And then our bus route is longer than their battery lasts.
Yeah.
Like, this is why we need more rural people in Sacramento, because that decision making it doesn't work for us. Blanket mandates do not work for how we live up here.
They should pass laws and then they go, okay, it should be urban laws and
rural
laws.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really,
yeah.
I mean, it should be on that.
There needs to be rural exemptions on almost everything.
We got to take a break. When we come back, talk to me about what you'd like to accomplish.
Okay.
If elected.
Sounds good.
I'm here with Heather Hedwick, and we are going to take a quick break and be right back. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Join us for our $50,000
cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing.
Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes.
Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back. Last segment here on Free Fire Radio. That's good news for some, bad news for others. Hey, good morning and welcome back. Today, the 26th of September, 10 minutes until the hour of 9. Today, it's going to be up to 99 degrees. And it's going to be staying like that. It's going to be 98, 96, and the next Tuesday, 100. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's starting to get, it will. I know it's in the 90s, but it's getting cold, and you'll take a look at the early mornings. And if you need propane, Shasta Gas Propane is the one you ought to go to. 530-365-3793. I'm here with Heather Hadwick, who is running for, our district assembly, District 1. And we've talked about her background. One of her major things she wants to accomplish is school safety, medical care in the rural areas. The Biden administration had this big rural internet thing, mm-hmm. which has never materialized. Billions have been spent on this. And same thing for the EVs, the charging stations. I think there's been 8 of them built. And $27 billion put to it. But what do you want to accomplish if you went down there? What's your first couple of priorities?
So definitely starting with building those relationships in Sacramento and making sure that they understand rural. I think that's a huge task, and I think there's not enough rural voices down there, so we have to be even louder. And then rural schools. I help all these schools, and I'm watching them try to come up with funding and staffing. And so I think schools, medical care, the trades, a lot of that is workforce. So I really want to be on the other side of that and create programs that have pathways so that we have a workforce so that we can have industry and we should be thriving. We really should. All these little towns 20 years ago were. And we're not anymore. We got to get back in our forests. That's a lot of it. Natural resources is what we have here.
It just seems to me is that this is a bipartisan agreement, mm-hmm. is that we need to thin out these forests, and yet we don't see it. I mean, we're seeing some.
There's some progress.
There is some progress. I can't say there isn't because I've seen it myself.
Yeah.
But it seems like we should be having – we could put thousands of people to work, mm-hmm. start cogen plants, which we don't have enough of, with the renewable asset of the wood, mm-hmm. and provide electricity, renewable electricity, and clear out these forests. Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you get people on – when they all agree, how do you get them on board to start doing it?
I think a lot of it is showing them and making them come here. Look, go see that little town that used to have a mill that – is a ghost town now, and and go to these forests and go with firefighters and have them tell you what their challenges are, you know, and tell your, it's easy to look at a map and watch the fires on the news, but when you're there and in the moment, it's so clear how much better it could be if they were treated, you know, if our forests were treated. I created a group in MODOC, the Natural Resource Sustainability Group, and it was all agencies. And we did it first to go on a tour and see, because there was a lot of blame game happening with fires. And so we went to all these fires. We had different agencies speak about their limitations and what happened and, you know, why this fire wasn't logged because it was locked up in litigation, and why, you know, what happened on this fire with, you know, who was responding, who was in charge of what. And that group became a working group because they were never all in the same room and had the platform to talk to each other. So we had people competing for grants. We had projects that were 5 acres apart, you know, or 1 acre apart. And so just that collaboration piece. But I think that we have to talk to each other. We have to have the conversation, and we have to get everybody in the room.
Well, and you're right, we silo so many things.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the term silo, meaning everybody's got their own, this is what we want to accomplish. And yep. They don't really talk to each other because, yep. And then, like you said, they're competing for dollars.
Mm-hmm.
When they could put it together into one big silo,
yeah.
One huge silo,
yeah.
That treats all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
And getting people up here is one of the ways.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not even the guys that vote. It's their bureaucracy.
It is.
It's
yeah.
Faceless bureaucracy, mm-hmm. that makes these decisions, mm-hmm. that nobody knows who they are.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I want that connection, because I want them thinking about Siskiyou County that's, you know, plagued by fires every summer when they're making fire decisions, you know, or funding cuts, or, you know, they need that personal connection with people.
Well, you know, the whole thing up here for our representatives is that we have to, I don't even know how you accomplish things with people that have no concept of what, you know, what a rural area is, nor
yeah.
really do they care. And the way that they run the legislature down there and the frustration it must be, I know both the Dallies have been frustrated many times.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they didn't know about Susanville Prison being shut down until they made the announcement in the press. They found out the same time I did.
Yeah, communication.
Yeah, and yet I know that they had reached out. So
mm-hmm.
Do you think that California, what about the Republican Party making a comeback? I mean, you go down and you talk to all these committees and all these things. Republican Party making a comeback in California.
I think a lot of it is we're divided within our party. You know, I go to all these meetings and a lot of times I'm told I'm not conservative enough because I don't want to say I'm respectful, but I'm not one to get out and, you know, be on the Capitol steps screaming and getting headlines. Like, I want to get to work and do the work. I definitely can stand up for the state when I need to. I've done it before during COVID or
yeah.
fires or whatever I needed. But I'm not, I want the relationships because I know that's an important part of it, an important piece. And I think those people become ineffective. They get headlines, mm-hmm. but they do become ineffective.
The state of California seems to be coming after the second, you know, our rights under the Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
time after time. I think I just saw a headline and I started reading what it was, and they couldn't even tell you what the bill was. It just said guns.
Yeah.
And you know, 24 things that Newsom signed.
I'm very pro Second Amendment. So my son is actually in Nebraska on a shooting sports scholarship. My husband and I created the team at the high school team and the private youth team
yeah.
up there, coached it. I've been involved in competitive youth shooting for 10 years. I was on the state board,
mm-hmm.
took the first first California 4-H team to national 4-H shooting sports competition.
But the California Rifle and Pistol Association?
Yeah, the CRPA, they endorsed me. Gun Owners of California gave me an A and my opponent a C. So I want, that's very important to me and always has been. It's a big part of our life and I think, and the tradition of it, you know, we're a hunting family. We, We go shoot guns for fun. On Easter, we shoot clays. Like, it's just a big part of who we are as a family as well. And I love that, you know, shotgun sports you can do forever. And you can go out there and be shooting with a 90-year-old or an 8-year-old, you know. But I think that's something we have to fight for. When that assembly bill came through that didn't allow you to hunt, to advertise to kids, that's when I really
They had to change.
Yeah.
They had to change that one, obviously.
And that's when I got loud.
You've got you've got about a minute. So tell us what you want people to remember here.
So I'm very proud to be a product of this district. And the North State is something that I know is precious, and our quality of life is... it's deteriorating, and I want to make sure that we have that for future generations. My kids are almost grown, and they don't want to live here, and that breaks my heart. My husband's fifth generation in Siskiyou County, and they don't want to live here. My son's in the Midwest because he can build a better life there, and I don't have much I can say about it because the only thing here is us. You know, so I really want to protect that. It's very important to me, and I think we need people in the legislature that represent the entire district, because we're 11 counties. It's huge. You know, we go all the way from the Oregon border down to Alpine and Amador and then Shasta and Siskiyou. So I think my background and my people skills, my leadership, and just that I understand rural living and what that means. And I really think I can be effective in Sacramento, and I will be. I'm excited about it.
How do people get a hold of you?
For
events and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, my website is 640-2175. We have a pumpkin patch in Modoc where we'll open
your
on the
website
weekend.
Is what?
VoteHadwick.com.
You gave me a
phone number. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my website's VoteHadwick.com. My cell phone's 640-2175. Happy to have a conversation. We're having an event October 12th at my pumpkin patch, a fiesta, the pumpkin patch, and gonna just learn more about the campaign and really do that final push because the election's coming. So I would love to earn people's vote.
Next week or the week after, I think all the
yeah, the ballots will drop.
The ballots will drop.
Yep.
Okay. So, well, Heather, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks
for having me. Good luck.
Thank you.
Everybody, have a great day, and it's going to be warm. It's going to be warm this weekend, and God bless America.
Keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR.